KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Boys Western Iowa Conference Golf Tournament was held yesterday at the Atlantic Golf and Country Club, and it was Trainer having the most fun because they had the fewest strokes. Trainer shot 351 yesterday to win that meet. Audubon was 8 strokes back at 359. Underwood placing 3rd with a 373 total. Grizzled was 4th at 396, followed by Tri-Center with a 407. Riverside at 408. AHST with a 415. And Missouri Valley shot 419 for 8th place. Individually, Brad Bailey of Trainer was the medalist. He shot the low round of 81. Todd Schmidt of AHST was runner-up, shooting 84. Chris Zimmerman of Trainer shot 88. So did his teammate, Cole Chapin. They finished 3rd and 4th. Andy Hoffman of Audubon placed 5th with an 89, right in front of Michael Byland, his teammate, who also shot 89 and placed 6th in that meet yesterday. Well, the 5th girls soccer rankings of the year by the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union out late yesterday afternoon. Here's a look at this week's top 15 in Class 1A. Davenport Assumption is number 1. Waterloo Columbus Catholic stays put at 2. Bishop Heelan Catholic of Sioux City is 3rd. St. Albert checks in at number 4 once again this week, followed by Gilbert, Nevada, Dubuque, Wallert, Center Point, Urbana, Denver, and Iowa City Regina in the top 10. Solon, Bondurant, Farrar, Clear Creek, Amana, Mid Prairie, and Burlington Notre Dame round out the top 15. In Class 2A this week, Cedar Rapids Xavier is on top once again, followed by Pleasant Valley and Pella at 2 and 3. Glenwood drops from 2nd to 4th this week, while Sioux City East is at number 5. Lewis Central up a couple of spots to number 6. They're followed by Union, Dallas Center Grimes, Spencer, and ADM in the top 10. The final 5 include Cedar Rapids Prairie, Des Moines Hoover, Indianola, Waverly Shell Rock, and North Scott. The 3A rankings, just a top 10. It's Ankeny on top, followed by Bettendorf, Dowling Catholic, Johnston, Cedar Rapids Kennedy, Iowa City West, West Des Moines Valley, Linmar, Muscatine, and Waukee in that top 10 this week. A person with knowledge of the search says that Stanford's athletic director, Bob Bowlsby, has been offered the Big 12 commissioner job to replace the ousted Dan Beebe. The person confirmed Wednesday night that Bowlsby had received the offer after ESPN first reported that news. The person spoke anonymously because the details of the offer were not made public. Bowlsby is a nationally respected college administrator who's in his 6th full season at Stanford. He was hired away from Iowa in 2006 following 15 years running the Hawkeyes athletic department. Stanford's rigorous academic standards present unique circumstances, and Bowlsby has shined and helped oversee the transformation of their football program back into a national power. Beebe was fired in September of 2011 and replaced on an interim basis by Chuck Ninus. Sad, hard to understand, I'm shocked, and I just can't imagine this. Those were some of the stunned reactions from people who knew Junior Seau the best. The former 12-time Pro Bowl linebacker was found dead at his Southern California home in what police are saying is an apparent suicide. Seau was 43. Former Chargers general manager Bobby Bethard says he never recalled Seau being in a down frame of mind. He was always so upbeat and would keep people up. His ex-wife Gina told the Union Tribune San Diego that he texted her and each of their 3 children separate messages saying, "I love you." Oceanside Police Chief Frank McCoy says Seau's girlfriend reported finding him unconscious with a gunshot wound to the chest. A gun was found near him, according to McCoy. Seau was a standout linebacker at the University of Southern California before starring in the NFL with the Chargers for 13 seasons as their fist-pumping emotional leader. He remained with San Diego until 2003 before moving on to the Miami Dolphins and the New England Patriots. He retired after the 2009 season. Seau is the 8th member of the Chargers' lone Super Bowl team in 1994 to die before their 45th birthday. Seau's death follows the suicide last year of former Chicago Bears player Dave Durson, who also shot himself in the chest. Paralyzed defensive tackle Eric LeGrand has been signed to an honorary contract by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. LeGrand broke 2 vertebrae and suffered a serious spinal cord injury while playing for Rutgers in an October 2010 game against Army. His coach at the time was Greg Schiano, who took over as the Buccaneers coach earlier this year. LeGrand became an inspiration to the Scarlet Knights, eventually being able to stand upright with the help of a metal frame. He resumed his studies via video conference for the 2011 spring semester and a little more than a year after he suffered his injury. He also led the team onto the field before a game. On baseball last night, Jared Weaver tossed the 2nd no-hitter of the young baseball season, pitching the LA Angels past Minnesota 9-0. Weaver struck out 9 and walked only 1. The Twins never came close to a hit against the all-star right-hander. An 18-game winner a year ago for the Angels, Weaver joined the Chicago White Sox' Phil Humber in the no-hit club of 2012. Humbert tossed a perfect game against Seattle on April 21st. It was the 10th no-hitter in Angels history. Weaver is the sixth Angel hurler to do the trick. Nolan Ryan threw four of them while he was pitching for the Angels. Elsewhere in the American League last night, Jake Arrieta pitched eight innings of five-hit ball, and the Baltimore Orioles ended Ivan Nova's 15-game win streak with a 5-zip win over the New York Yankees. Sean Rodriguez and Luke Scott homered for Tampa Bay, helping the Rays right-hander James Shields become the AL's first five-game winner in a 5-4 win over Seattle. The defending American League champs have lost back-to-back games for the first time this season. Edwin Encarnacion hit a three-run homer, and Kelly Johnson added a two-run shot as Toronto hammered out an 11-5 victory over the league-leading Texas Rangers. An RBI single off the bat of Chris Getz with two outs in the top of the ninth inning snapped a two-all tie as Kansas City held on for a 3-2 victory over the Detroit Tigers. Brandon McCarthy beat an AL East opponent once again, holding Boston to a run over 6 2/3 innings as the Oakland A's defeated the Red Sox 4-2. Carlos Santana and Travis Hafner homered to lead the Cleveland Indians to a 6-3 win over the Chicago White Sox. In the National League, Chipper Jones ended a wild night in Atlanta with a two-run homer in the 11th inning as the Atlanta Braves overcame Carlos Ruiz's 7 RBIs to outlast the Philadelphia Phillies 15-13. Ian Desmond cracked a two-run, two-out walk-off homer to give the Washington Nationals a 5-4 win over Arizona. Carlos Beltran drove in a career-best 7 runs with a pair of 3-run homers and an RBI single in the first 3 innings of the St. Louis Cardinals' 12-3 rout of Pittsburgh. Rookie hurler Lance Lynn joined Steve Shields as the only Major League 5-game winners. Jeff Suppan pitched 5 solid innings to win his first game since 2010 in the Padres' 5-0 win over the Milwaukee Brewers. Brian Lehair and Ian Stewart hit solo home runs as Jeff Samardzija pitched into the 8th inning of the Chicago Cubs' 3-1 win over the Cincinnati Reds. Pinch hitter Jason Giambi launched a 3-run homer off Scott Elbert in the 9th inning, lifting the Colorado Rockies to an 8-5 win over the Dodgers. And Chris Johnson hit a pair of homers, helping Houston complete a sweep of the Mets with an 8-1 victory. In Pacific Coast League baseball yesterday, Nashville beat the Omaha Storm Chasers by a final of 5-4. That game took you 11 innings. Memphis beat the Iowa Cubs by a score of 2-1. Today's PCL action has Iowa at Memphis. That's an afternoon game, while Omaha will play at Nashville later on this evening. Also, we have Cardinal baseball for you here this afternoon on KJAN. It'll start actually this morning. The Cardinals and the Pirates playing today. The broadcast will start at 11:50 this morning with the pregame show. About 12:45 will be the first pitch in that contest. After splitting two games at Indiana, the Pacers went on the road and steamrolled the Orlando Magic 97-74 to regain home court advantage in that first-round NBA playoff series. Danny Granger had 26 points and 9 rebounds. Roy Hibbert added 18 points and 10 boards for the Pacers, who have a 2-1 lead in that first-round series. Elsewhere in playoff action, Tony Parker scored 18 points, and the San Antonio Spurs handed Utah its second-worst playoff loss in franchise history, beating the Jazz 114-83 to take a 2-0 first-round series lead. Game 3 will be Saturday night as they head to Utah for the next two. Memphis evened up its series with the L.A. Clippers at a game each with a 105-98 win over the Grizzlies. Rudy Gay led the Grizzlies with 21 points in that contest. Well, it took nearly 115 minutes of hockey, but the New York Rangers outlasted the Washington Capitals 2-1 in triple overtime last night. Marian Gaborik scored at the 14:41 mark of the third overtime to end it and give the Rangers a 2-1 lead in their Eastern Conference semifinal series. Brad Richards sent the pass to Gaborik, who ended the marathon by sliding the puck between the pads of rookie goaltender Brandon Holtby. It was Gaborik's first goal since New York's first playoff game against Ottawa, snapping an 8-game drought. Henrik Lundqvist had 45 saves for New York. Holtby stopped 47 shots for the Capitals. One other playoff game last night, Pekka Rinne made 32 saves as he returned to his dominating form. Mike Fisher scored his first goal of the playoffs, and the Nashville Predators found their rhythm with a 2-0 win over the Phoenix Coyotes. That cuts the Coyotes' lead to 2-1 in that Western Conference semifinal series. Butler University is leaving the Horizon League. They're joining the Atlantic 10, beginning with the 2013-14 season. That move covers all of the Bulldogs teams, except football, which will continue to play in the Pioneer League, and women's golf, which is not played by the Atlantic 10. And the favorite, Bodemeister, will start from the sixth post position for Saturday's 138th running of the Kentucky Derby. Bob Baffert's entry has been established as an early 4-1 favorite for the Mile and a Quarter Classic at Churchill Downs. Union Rags is listed as the second betting favorite and will start from the number 4 post. Unbeaten Gemologist is the third choice and will start from the 15th post position in the full 20-horse field. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.